Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits, and it's another glorious day. It's a glorious day because guess what? We're here, we're alive, and we have every ability to change or improve what's presently going on in our lives. So for any of you that may be a little down or may not be at your best right now, just understand that all things come with time and that if you put forth the effort, you'll definitely get the results. It doesn't always seem as easy as it sounds, but trust me, in the long run, it always works out. But it all starts with you. It all starts with you having that positive attitude and you being willing to do what's necessary to bring about that change. And when we talk about change, that's why we have the story or the title that we have for the show today. And that title is, Are You on Course with Your Life's Goals? Many of us make, in January of this year, which wasn't that long ago, a lot of us made a lot of requests, we'll call it. And those requests were for beautiful and better things. We were going to lose weight. We were going to, you know, cut down on our candy intake. We were going to stop smoking. We were going to, you know, start taking classes. We were going to start, you know, trying to learn a new word a day and trying to broaden our vocabularies. We were going to spend more time with our wives, our kids, our husbands, and our families, a series of different things that we were going to do. Well, now a couple of months have passed, and a lot of us haven't done any of those things. Some of us have done maybe a few, but most of us have not really hit on the things that we originally said that we were going to hit on. But that's okay. And why is that okay? That's okay because right now as we're speaking, ladies and gentlemen, myself and the Almighty upstairs is going to give you permission, authorization, to go ahead and act like today is January 1st. So today is now the day that you're going to go ahead and start doing the things that you need to do to change your life for the better and to improve your overall situation. So now that your slate is clean and you can actually go forward to do the things that you need to do, what do you need to do to start making those affirmations, making those dreams, making those wishes that you originally made a while ago, but didn't quite stick to, for whatever reason, come through? What do you need to do now to move yourself forward? Well, one of the first things that we need to do is we need to make up our mind to go ahead and do it. Understand that everything that's going wrong in your life, everything that's going wrong in my life, is basically our choice. It's the choice that we made by not sticking to our guns. It's the choice that we made by making the excuse or accepting the excuse that we can do it tomorrow. You know, somebody once said to me that most of us suffer from something called someday I'll go back to school. Someday I'll, you know, do better in class. Someday I'll, you know, make up my mind to get that done. Well, guess what? Today is the day to make up your mind to get that done. Right now is the time that you need to start deciding on what it is that you want to do, but not just deciding on it. You need to go ahead and do it. And how do you do that? You do that by writing down what you want to do, make a list. From that list, come up with a logical and reasonable means of taking those steps forward. And as some people say, sometimes we have to take baby steps. And if a baby step is what you need, then that's what you need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, once you discover that your attitude is in control, is the controlling part of everything that you do, then you'll start to move forward in your life. Once you decide and make up your mind that you can do it and that all that's missing is your true want and need to succeed, then you'll start to actually make that progress. But that progress, that action, that ability starts with you. Most of us live in a world where we're constantly saying we can't do something. Can't is just a word. Can't holds no power. But in your mind, can't does hold a power. And the reason it holds a power is because you give it that power. You give it the weight. You can do anything that you want to do. You can be anybody that you want to be. We all need to get into a positive, action-oriented mindset. And that action-oriented mindset needs to be a yes, I can, instead of a no, I can't. That mindset needs to be, I'm going to do what's necessary to get me where I need to get, and not a defeatist attitude, which means, well, I'm overweight. Well, I can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, can't, again, is an excuse. It's an excuse that really doesn't fly. And the reason that it doesn't fly is because it's not real. It only has weight. It only has strength because we, the individuals that are saying it, give it strength. We, the individuals that are saying it, give it weight. We give it power. However, we, the same people that gave the can't strength, are the same people that can take that strength away from it. We're the same people that can decide that we're going to be the people that control our destiny, control our lives, and control our happiness, and then take that energy and direct it into a positive mindset so that we can do the things that we're supposed to do. We can do the things that we want to. We can and are entitled to live the type of life that we need to live. You know, everybody's got a story. And like everybody listening today, I also have a story. But we're really not going to talk about my story, but we're going to use little things so that I can make sure that you understand that I understand. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to do that by sharing a little bit of some of the things that I've experienced and some of the things that other people have experienced and help you to understand that if they can do it, you can do it. Matter of fact, if they can do it, then you can do far more. Again, we talk about people like Oprah Winfrey. We talk about people like Nelson Mandela. We talk about people like Les Brown. We talk about people that have been the victims of child molestation, that have been abused, that have been maltreated. We talk about people that are constantly getting into recidivist, negative, and destructive relationships. Again, these things happen to people all over the world, and they've been happening for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. However, you and I have to decide for ourselves what we are going to tolerate, what we are not going to tolerate. You know, your friends, your associates, a lot of times those are the people that actually don't help you. They hurt you. They hold you back. You know, I was talking to one of the groups that I belong to the other day, and I used a term that I got from another gentleman. I can't think of his name. I think it was Stevens. But what he was talking about was he was telling a story about how, one, this gentleman is only 3 feet tall, and he suffers from a bone disorder. And that bone disorder, even when he was coming up as a child, he was going through massive breakages of his bones just from walking, just from talking, just from doing certain things. However, this person has an attitude and a mindset that is bigger than all outdoors. He has a positive mental attitude. He has a can-do attitude. And he follows up not only his attitude with his talk, but with his constant actions. He's married to a beautiful young lady. He, in his mind and in his belief, has a beautiful wife. And I'm sure she is a beautiful, fabulous person, because guess what? It's not all about looks. And I don't know what she looks like, but that's irrelevant. The thing is that this man has decided to be happy. He has decided to take the normal mindset that most of us accept and throw it out. It's not going to work for him. Even though his frame is only 3 feet tall, he says that he is in a outstanding and a phenomenal capsule or cylinder that his spirit is in, his life is in, but he doesn't let that confine him. He doesn't let that dictate to who he is. You know, a lot of us are out there and we're working hard. But working hard isn't everything. You have to work hard, and you also have to believe in yourself. You also can't look at what other people have and use that as the barometer to whether you're succeeding or failing. You know, I started doing blog talk, and I started doing articles and things like that. And I remember when I first started doing articles, when I first started doing blog talk, you know, I was like, okay, when I started doing the articles, I was like, ah, nobody's going to read my stuff, you know, but I wanted to work on my writing. So I put it out there so that people would look at the articles and then give me some feedback. I figured from that feedback, I have a pretty thick skin. From that feedback, because, yes, I was expecting negativity, I was going to get people that were going to help me become better. They may have been doing it for all the wrong reasons. However, their negativity was going to make me stronger because it was going to make me understand that there were things that I needed to work on. And by listening to what they had to say, that was going to give me a little bit of a barometer on what some of those things may be. Not that I agreed with them, but again, looking through somebody else's lens. But what ended up happening with my articles? What happened with my articles is that a couple of years ago, I had nobody reading my articles. Now I've had over 43,000 people have actually read my articles, and people are still reading my articles. My articles are now on automatic, and people are sharing them and giving them to other people. 43,000 people that I don't know. So what happened? What happened was I faced my fear of putting myself out there and putting my name on it, and when I did that, I ended up getting a response. And the response that I got back, to my surprise, was greater than I thought it would be. People liked what they were reading. People were sharing it. People started putting it on their websites. The same thing with the show that you're listening to today, ladies and gentlemen. The show that you're listening to today was basically an experiment. I wanted to work on my ability to speak and communicate with others. So the same mindset that I used for the radio show, but the same mindset that I used for my articles, I used for the radio show. Within the first 3 months, I had like 200 people listening to my show and sending me feedback. You know, then, of course, now that I'm getting feedback and saying, okay, people are listening to my show, I was wondering why I wasn't getting more feedback. So I started looking at people like, you know, the great Bob Berg, people like Ivan Meisner, people like Lee Abraham, people like, you know, Jim Rohn, people that are phenomenal speakers, not that I know personally, some of them I know personally now, but people who give so much wisdom, share so much knowledge, do so much to help other people, you know, Jeff Gorman, all of these people, and I started putting stuff out there, figuring once I put it out there and started getting a reply back, then guess what? Self-sabotaged a little bit again, started saying, okay, how come more people aren't giving me feedback? How come more people aren't liking the pages? You know, how come people aren't really sharing anything with me? And then I realized something. What I realized was, hold up. Again, you're at 43,800 people are listening to your show, and these same people that are doing these phenomenal shows and are sharing this phenomenal information with people, they're not getting back a whole lot of reply. They're getting back reply in the long run, but initially they were going through the same things that I'm going through now. And, you know, again, here's the thing. 43,800 or 43,900 people have done what? They're listening to the show. They may not be commenting, but someone is getting something out of it, which is really a key thing. So in your journey, what are your goals? My goals are to help as many people as I can. In your journey, what is it that you want out of life? In your journey, what things do you want to give? What is the legacy that you want to leave? What is the mindset that you want to leave? Why were you here? What's your why? But remember, too, that it's all about your attitude. Even though I wasn't expecting a great response from the things that I was putting out, and I ended up getting a great response, I still did my best to put out my best. I wasn't just putting out stuff saying, well, ho-hum, maybe somebody will read it. Well, huh, ho-hum, maybe somebody will listen. I was giving everything as I'm doing today. I was giving everything my all. Do I always get back the reply that I want? No. Do I always get back the response that I want? No. Do I wish that more people would take action on their dreams, on their fantasies, on the things that they want to do as long as they're not hurting anybody else, including themselves? Yes. But guess what? That's not my choice. my choice, my purpose, and my reasoning is to do the best that I can to be the best Zurian that Zurian can be. And for you, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you have to do. You have to be the best you that you can be, constantly understanding that it doesn't matter how many degrees you have. It doesn't matter how many people fan you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter any of those things, what type of house you live in. What defines you is you, your actions, the way you treat other people, and the way that they treat you. But the way that they treat you is usually going to be in response to the way that you treat them. And if you run into people that aren't treating you the way that you should be treated, then guess what? Those are people you need to remove from your life. Those are people you do not need to socialize with. Those are people that you do not need to be around. So the key reason that you feel the way that you feel is your self-worth. But your self-worth is just that. It's your magnifying glass of yourself. So I'm not saying be conceited. I'm not saying be self-absorbed. I'm not saying be narcissistic. I'm not saying being rude. I'm not saying that you're better than anybody else. What I am saying is be the best you that you can be. Treat everybody with respect and understand that what happens, happens to us all. It's how each and every one of us respond to what happens that dictates success. And success isn't necessarily about money. Success isn't necessarily about a fancy car or a fancy title, because guess what? Titles are fleeting. Money and cars can go like the wind, all right? You need to have structure. You need to have all of the things in your life that mean something to you. Now, for some people, that's physical health, which is definitely a really strong one to have. Another one, it's emotional health. Another one is spiritual health. Another one is financial health, all right? But all of these things create the you that there is. Also understand, and I say this, and I say this, and I say this, don't look to someone else to make you feel good about you. You feel good about you, and then whoever decides to jump on the bandwagon of you, then let them jump on. Let them ride the train of greatness that you're already on. You know, like Rich Sister, a truly lovely young lady and a very inspirational young lady that has a show. And her show on Blog Talk is one that all of you need to listen to. And as soon as she gives me her link, I will definitely share it with you. But ladies and gentlemen, it's all about growth, and it's all about inner growth. From that inner growth, you will be given the opportunity to share even more with more people. And what does that do? That expands your ability to grow. That expands your ability to give, and to give even more to all of the people out there that are looking for your essence. They're looking for that joy, that happiness, that greatness that you bring to the table. They're looking for somebody like you to share with them, again, the greatness that is you. And there's so much greatness in you. Don't let it die. Don't let it be in a graveyard. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling them that, you know, the cure for many diseases is died in some graveyard. Why? Because somebody didn't live their dream. They took their dream to their grave with them. Your attitude, as I was saying before, is a key determinant in your success. So once you discover that what your attitude is or isn't, you'll have the starting point and the understanding to and how to move forward with your life. But it all starts with you. It all starts with you. You have to believe in you. You have to believe in your ability to step forward. You have to get rid of the negativity that is around us, all right? Because that negativity drains you. It takes from you. It doesn't add to you. It doesn't contribute to you. It doesn't serve you. And we all need to do things that serve us as we go to try to serve and help others. Because guess what? The more people you help, the more you're also helping yourself. If anybody would like to call in, the number to call into the show is 323-443-7471. Again, to call into the Zurian Show, it's 323-443-7471. If anybody would like to call in with a question or comment, we always welcome it. Anyway, moving back forward. Ladies and gentlemen, life is what you make it. Stop making it a nightmare. Stop accepting all the no's and putting extra no's in your life. start working on your education. Start working on your self-improvement. Understand that you are bright, you are intelligent, you are beautiful, and you are a fabulous person. Understanding that you are the most important person in the world is the key step in the direction that you need to go to create a yes type of mindset and a positive type of influence on other people around you. You know, there was a saying by an old priest. He said that, you know, when he was a young preacher, he tried to save his family, and he found out that he couldn't. So he gave up trying to save his family, and he tried to save his town. And then he found out he couldn't save his town. So then he went from trying to save his town to trying to save his county. He tried, couldn't save his county, so he left his county and said, I'm going to try to save my nation. He tried to save his nation. He couldn't do that. So then he said, okay, I'm going to try to change the world. Well, then after years and years of trying and doing all of the things that he did, he came to the conclusion on his deathbed that if he had only tried to save himself, he would have been able to save his family. If he had only been tried able to save himself, he could have saved his family and then saved his town and saved his county and then saved his country and then saved the world. But he had wasted too much time, too much of his life, concentrating on the things that were outside of his control. And that's what most of us do. We worry about things that we have no control over. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't control your kids. They're going to grow up. They're going to get a mind of their own. They're going to move on. You can't control your husband or your wife or your significant other. They have their own minds. They make their own decisions. You can't control the people in your company, the people in your religious organization. You can't control these people. You can only give these people a choice, and then they, like you, make up their minds whether they want to step forward or they want to step back. Most people live in a life where they would choose to do nothing rather than to take action. You can't be one of those people. You have to be one of those people that wants to take action in a positive realm. You have to be the type of person to understand that there are negativities all around you, and you need to remove those negativities when possible from your life and find the positivity that is still around you. Most of us don't see it because guess what? We've surrounded ourselves with negativity. It doesn't matter if you're in a place that's supposed to be positive. There are plenty of negative people in a lot of positive places, and they drain from those positive people that are there. And if you're not careful, they will contaminate you. They will cause you to not have the joy and the happiness that you need to have in your own life. So everybody, let's get on a mission to create a beautiful world for ourselves, and in turn, then we can create a beautiful world for others. What do they say when you get on the plane? In case of an emergency, please put on your mask before you go to help somebody else. Okay? Let's all of us stop blaming the world for the world's shortcomings and figure out what shortcomings we have in our lives and how are those shortcomings affecting us. Let's put ourselves in the position where we can make change, but first we have to remember that the only people that we have the authority to truly change is ourselves. But from that change, other people will see that goodness. They'll see that greatness. And you know what they'll want to do? They'll want to get on board. Because guess what? You are a powerful person. You have greatness within you. You were born to be happy. And sometimes understand that it takes most people years to figure that out, to figure out that they have a right to be happy, that they have a right to be joyful, that they have a right to certain things. However, your rights do not infringe on somebody else's rights, but nobody has the right to make you miserable. Why? Because they're crossing the line. So that joy, that happiness that you want to have is something that you need to bring to yourself. But guess what? You have to carry it in your heart. You have to carry it in your spirit. You have to decide what goals you want to set, and then start the process in motion. Because once you start that process in motion, once you start feeling good, and it starts with baby steps, once you start taking those baby steps to feeling good, then guess what? You're going to want more of it. You're going to need more of it. And you're going to be able to give and share more with even more people around you. Why? Because it's gotten good to you. You know, think of it like a weight loss program. You know, if you take your time, it didn't take you a day to gain that weight. You're right. It took you some time to gain that weight. Well, guess what? It's going to take you time to lose that weight. But guess what? If you start losing a pound, you know, one week you lose a pound. You know, next month you lose another pound. Or the week after next, you go to put on something that used to not fit and it fits. Guess what? You're making progress. And as you're making progress, you're seeing results. And as you see results, you get more and more into that mindset. You know, stop watching all that television, ladies and gentlemen. It is not helping you. It is polluting your mind. Okay? Don't put yourself through it. It's not worth it, and it's not worth your time. Think of it this way. If you spent an hour a day, every day, just working on you, just an hour a day, that would turn out to be 365 hours that you spent on working on the most valuable asset that you have. That's you. Just an hour a day. Imagine if you spent 2 hours a day working on you. Imagine if you started making your car that rolling university where you were listening to positive and motivational stuff, not just religious stuff. Religious stuff is great. It's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. But things that are going to also grow your mind. I'm talking about math. I'm talking about sciences. I'm talking about English. I'm talking about learning your business. I'm talking about learning your joys. I'm talking about doing the things that you love to do and improving your knowledge of that. I'm talking about being around and dealing with people that have positive comments, positive thoughts, and are taking positive action to do things to move forward. Do you have a positive attitude? A lot of people believe that they have a positive attitude, but if you were to actually look at the way that they do things and the things that they do, you would find that they really don't have a positive attitude. So you have to really go deep to look at it and to decide whose side are you on. Are you on your side or are you on somebody else's side? Are you living your dreams or are you living someone else's dreams? Are you moving forward on your goals, wants, desires, needs? Or are you moving forward on somebody else's wants, goals, needs, and desires? Most of us that are working a job every day, ladies and gentlemen, you're spending 8 hours out of your life living to somebody else's dream, living to somebody else's drum. Now, I'm not saying go quit your job, but what I am saying is how about taking some of the energy that you put into that and start putting it into the most valuable company that you work for, because you are the CEO of you. You are the only person that's going to take care of you. You are the only person that's going to take care of your kids. And me, myself, I try to give like there's no tomorrow. And the reason I try to give like there's no tomorrow, and I'm not just talking about money, I'm also talking about time, but I'm also talking about taking it and understanding that some people don't deserve my time, and some people don't deserve your time. Some people don't deserve your kindness. However, you can be polite and say no. But understand, don't throw your time, your energy, and your life into a black hole, because there's a lot of black hole suckers out there, and they will suck the life out of you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, make a list. Look at the things that you want to do in your life, and start making and taking action. Make a process goal. Make process goals for yourself and start moving towards that particular thing that you want. You also have to get rid of those distractions. Distractions can easily lead you astray. Don't let them lead you astray. Set your lifetime goals and do it step by step. Set your career goals. Set your financial goals. All right? Set your educational goals, set your family goals, set your artistic goals, and start working on your attitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. You know, I have a rock I keep in my pocket. I call it my gratitude rock. Every morning I get up, I put it back in my pocket. Every time I go in my pocket for change or keys or anything, I hit the rock, I pull it out, and I rub it. And I'm thankful for everything that's come to me. That's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be more thankful for what we have, because there's people that don't have a hear what you have. So we need to be happy every day. We need to find ways to find and bring joy, not only to ourselves, but to others. And I'm not talking about drink, and I'm not talking about drugs, and I'm not talking about destructive attitudes or manners. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. In the upper left-hand corner of the show, please click follow and follow our show. Share it with everybody that you can. Also, please send us any comments that you would like to send us. We're always looking for positive feedback. And if I say something wrong, well, I'm looking for that negative feedback. Why? Because if you don't share with me, I don't grow. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. And as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Please look up Rich Sister, and that's R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-H. and check out her show that comes on Blog Talk, I believe on Thursdays at, I think about 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Anyway, look it up, and she definitely shares some wisdom on the religious side, but again, it's still wisdom because there's some great teachings in the religious side of the world. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for listening, and have a great day, a great life, and I guess I'll talk with you guys again. Take care. Be well.